Reopening schools during the pandemic is a huge issue here in the United States. But let's check in now on how another country is handling that challenge. In Germany, some elementary school students in more than half of the country's states are back in the classroom after more than 2 months at home. This is the first major relaxation of COVID-19 restrictions since shutdowns began around Christmas. German officials also say hairdressers will be able to reopen on March 1st. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us now from Berlin. Rob, talk about these school reopenings. It must be a huge relief for parents, especially those who work.
Yeah, it is. And for those who've had to juggle their work with overseeing online learning for their young children. And to clarify, only grades 1 through 3 are back in classrooms this week. And most states of Germany are splitting the classes so that half the class comes one day and the other half on the other day. The reason this is not happening in every German state is because Germany has a federal government where the states are in charge of both their own education and healthcare system. So each of the country's 16 states are making their own calls. And as of now, six German states are waiting to put kids back in the classrooms. Mm.
Well, Germany has had more than 2 million coronavirus infections and 68,000 deaths. How would you characterize the pandemic there right now?
Well, after an initial success managing the virus, Germany's numbers began to rise in the autumn, and the government didn't really act fast enough. And that led to a rather large second wave of the virus that forced the government to issue a light lockdown in November and then what it called a hard lockdown in December, when all non-essential shops and all schools were ordered shut. We're gradually coming out of the lockdown now, with school gradually opening, depending on the grade, and shops set to open in a few weeks. But health authorities are now worried that they've opened everything up too soon. The coronavirus variants are now here, and that's led to a spike in cases in the past week.
And what about vaccines, Rob? I understand that there's some reluctance in Germany to take specifically the AstraZeneca vaccine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it seems like everything surrounding the AstraZeneca vaccine has become controversial in the EU. Earlier this month, the company said it wasn't going to deliver on its promise of an initial 180 million doses for Europe. And now many people here in Germany are reluctant to take the vaccine because its efficacy rate is lower than other vaccines. And perhaps more importantly, because the German government advised people over the age of 65 not to take the vaccine because of a lack of data on its efficacy for people in that age group.
And so I'm reading here that fewer than 200 people are showing up for, 3,800 daily appointments at centers in Berlin.
Yeah.
That's a lot of doses that are going unused.
Yeah, and it's a big setback. And government officials are telling the public that they're going to prolong the pandemic if they continue to refuse vaccines. And what's surprising here is that this attitude is not limited to the AstraZeneca vaccine. A survey released today by the Bertelsmann Foundation shows that more than a third of Germans surveyed say they don't want to take any vaccine. There's been a lot of skepticism here about all stages of the government's response to the pandemic. And this looks like it's extending to vaccines as well.
Mm. One more question, Rob. German border police have been turning back thousands of people who wanted to cross into Germany from neighboring countries. The EU wants Germany to lift those sanctions. Tell us about this.
Yeah, one of the European Union's founding principles was to ensure for the free movement of people and goods throughout the continent. And the EU says Germany's border closures with Austria and the Czech Republic violate these principles. And they've given not only Germany, but also Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Hungary and Sweden 10 days to respond to their concerns about this. For Germany, this is a big concern because the first wave of the virus was believed to have come from skiers returning to Germany from Austria, where they had been infected. It's not known when these border restrictions will be lifted, but with the new variants now in Germany, it's likely that German leaders will be taking a more cautious approach going forward.
And what's the attitude, generally speaking, across the EU? Are people frustrated? Are they must be ready for this to be over, as we all are?
Yeah, I think everyone's really fatigued and frustrated right now, wherever you go. What's different about Europe is that they're seeing their compatriots in America and the UK getting the vaccine to a point where non-elderly people are starting to get vaccines in those areas, and they're getting a little impatient.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Rob, thank you. Take care.
Thank you.